Audio Jungle.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself.
What's going on? Is we live? Yes, y'all. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Envy, aka PDA, the Devil's Advocate. We back. That's right. We got some way, somehow, got your boy back in the studio. No, I'm not kidding. I'm lying. Hi, as you can see by my background, I'm at work. But I figured, you know, since I got time, why not try to record an episode and see what's up? You know what I'm saying? See how everybody's doing. I recorded one a couple of weeks back, but technology messed that up. I ain't gonna hold you. Technology kind of messed that up for me. And that, let's just say, that episode won't be coming out. That episode won't be coming out at all. Sorry about that. But it just won't. But I don't have access to it. Like, I don't have access to the recording or anything. But how y'all been? It's been nearly a year. And as you guys can see, I'm employed now for a few more months. It's an actual term that I'm doing. I'm doing a fiscal year at the DEP, Department of Environmental Protection. As you can see in the hat, as you can see on the logo of the shirt and everything behind me. But it's been fun. It's been fun. It's been real. But I just wanted to get on here and just to speak to everybody and let you know and give you a concept of what's to come, more live podcast, more about my life and my journey, a little bit about what's going on at the moment. And right now, like I said, I'm working my fiscal year via AmeriCorps at the DEP. It's been a great experience, honestly speaking, working here. I work with a lot of great people. I got a good staff, a good team. And I'm starting to realize how great a good team is. Today is Friday, so you know I'm hyped. It ain't payday, but it's Friday, which is good enough. And we actually had our first earthquake. Well, I experienced my first earthquake here at work. It was crazy. I was actually on a meeting. I was on a phone call, and the building started shaking. I'm like, oh, wow, the building's shaking. And the boss, he was at home remotely. He said, yeah, my house is shaking. That's how I knew it was an earthquake, which after I thought that it was an earthquake, I was much more settled. I honestly thought it was a meteor strike. I thought it was a meteor strike, and my hair was going to break loose, and we were going down, 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 down. But it wasn't a meteor strike. It wasn't a meteor strike. It was actually an earthquake of 4.8, where I was at, 5.1 in the city and smaller around other surrounding places. Just wanted to fix that. But yeah, that's how it was. So it wasn't too bad. But for my first experience of an earthquake, I felt it was fun. And I know you're like, well, it was fun. But yeah, first it was like, again, I was on a phone meeting with the director of the big boss. So I was like, you know, as I'm talking, I'm like, hey, excuse me, I apologize, but I believe the building's safe. Now, you know me, everybody who knows me knows, I look for any reason to leave. It's raining too much, I want to leave. It's too cold, I want to go home. I clocked in, I want to go home. Why? Because I clocked in. any reason to go home. Once I get to work, I want to go home. So I go home. But it was cool. It was fun hearing everybody in hysteria go crazy. But for my sort of my memory, my first earthquake experience, it was cool. The building was shaking. I wasn't confident in the building shaking because as a New Yorker, I know that, honestly speaking, the only thing that can really take down these buildings is planes. I'm talking about these type of buildings. I've seen Sandy take out other buildings and stuff like that. It's not this building. I was perfectly fine about the integrity of the building, the structure that I was in. So I really wasn't too much worried that much about it. But yeah, that was my experience for that. And number three was pretty cool. Arguing back and forth with my friend Richie, who's from Cali, who deals with him every day. He thinks that I was scared. I wasn't scared. Wasn't scared at all. But it's funny. It's funny because what would scare a New Yorker? Like the natural disaster that would scare me. You're like, what? Like Sandy would scare me. I would be fearful for like a superstorm like Sandy. Why? Because I know the aftermath. What that did. And everything, I don't know that because I never experienced it. You know, after experiencing it, I'm like, we're all still here, we're still cool. I mean, that's it. But I'll be more scared of Sandy, like a superstorm, like hurricanes and shit like that, because I know those break windows and glasses. And I'm not saying earthquakes don't, but those come through with a purpose. Earthquakes just come through with a purpose. But again, also, you know, this me being a nerd, earthquake means that the two Titanic plates is. Never mind, that's wasting your time. If you guys want to know about earthquakes, you can go and do it yourself and go do the research yourself for it, I guess. But that was a fun experience. But a little bit about what's been going on. So as you guys know from the last episode, I was with PayPal, and I'm no longer with PayPal. You know, y'all was going through with me my experience where I was, you know, doing my Uber Eats and everything, and DoorDashing, and YouTube, Twitch, Kick, everything. Again, on us, so shout out to everybody who is subscribed to my gaming channel. I'll pin the link in the description. But shout out to y'all. Shout out to getting me monetized and helping me become a creator to make money on YouTube. I truly, truly appreciate all the love that you guys have been showing. I really, truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. But back to the story. So, you know, AmeriCorps called. They was like, oh, we got this job. We work with city agencies, blah, 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 for 10 months, blah, blah, blah. We pay you X, Y, Z. I'm like, you know what? I need a job. Cool, blah, blah, blah. Now, what I didn't know is that this job will be saving my life, giving me my swagger back as far as the workforce swagger. You know what I mean? And everything, and my confidence factors in human being gets me my ideas opening. It has me being creator again. It has me, you know what I'm saying? Because honestly speaking, before this, right after my son's birthday, and before the start of the job, that period was hell for me. I wanted it. I was literally supposed to commit suicide. I was really, really down. I was really, really bad. But as you can see, the Lord got huge plans for your boy. So it didn't really end that way. It didn't end that way at all, so I'm back outside. So starting this job, from the first day walking into this office, I knew that this was the place for me. For those who don't know, you know, everyone, I have an eye disability where I have keratoconus, where it impairs your vision. And before anybody asks, there's no glasses. You can have the thickest, most purest clear glasses in the world. It's not going to help because it has something to do with the shape of my pupil. Everybody's pupil is shaped like a curve. Mine is shaped like a football. And I will either have to have surgery to have put a new cornea in so I can have a curved pupil, or I will have to wear a glass contact lens which will push my cornea to the curve that it needs to be, which is painful as heck. Painful enough, but it is what it is. That's what we gotta do. That's what we gotta do. But and they noticed. I was upfront with them about everything. I told them everything up front. I didn't lie to them about it. When I get there, I have an assignment, but it's what they printed my assignment on. They printed it large print on these 11 by 17 papers. And from then I was like, wow, that's amazing. This would have never happened at this time. I would have printed it on a smaller print and expected me to read it. And I don't want to bash them because I'm in a place in my life where I'm studying Stoicism, which isn't a religion. It's more of just like basic principles, something like that. And one of the things is, old shit is old shit, just let it be old. Not letting a lot of things get to me and not taking certain things personally. A lot of things just roll off my back, man. I don't want to take it personally anymore. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, but yeah, outside of work, and I've been doing really, really well to where they feel I'm an asset. To where I just had a, you know, I just got off the career counseling meeting, which just was the meeting I was having during the earthquake. I got off a career counseling meeting to where they were giving me pointers and alluding to, you know, due to the structure of certain things, and because I didn't understand, I'm like, yo, I was real in the meeting. I'm like, yo, why can't I stay here? What's the issue with me staying here? I'm already doing the work. What's up? Like, what's the hurdle that has to be jumped over? And I'll jump over it and let's see what can we can do. And the way the director broke it down is due to the administration that's in office right now, which is basically meaning the mayor, they have certain rules on how certain things are set up. And, you know, previously before this specific mayor, they could have. Meaning, if this was 2 years ago before the current mayor got into office, they could have simply pulled me in, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to reserve my personal feelings towards the mayor because I do have some personal feelings. I don't agree or align with some of the things he does or say, but I'm going to leave that at that. But the new administration, the new mayor, has new rules and new things that, you know, again, each administration has their own thing, way they want it to be named. So he has his new set of rules. And in this new set of rules, there are more hurdles. Not even just the one hurdle, there are more hurdles. The other hurdle we was able to get around with, there are more hurdles. But because they are so adept at these hurdles and been dealing with administrations, again, my director has been here for 4 years. So she knows how to get around. And so she gave me the steps to get around that. And long story short, I'm being groomed to be pulled in. And I might not even be leaving. But if I have to leave here, she gave me a route to where I need you to go that, like, it's like a fork in the road. I can go straight, right, or left, right? She goes, hey, I need you to take the left lane because I know those people over there on the left lane. And once you get in, all I have to do is pull up. See, that's the issue with the administration and the city. The administration and the city is making it so difficult to get in. Like, we even used to have programs for some of these, for the high school kids to get them interested in working in city jobs. Now they, certain jobs they only give to college. And honestly speaking, the college kids only do it for internships. They don't do it. They only do it to complete their internship requirement on their school. They don't do it to stay here because they don't want to stay here because they're, by the time, I mean, in college, they're usually either set or done, know what, you know, kind of direction they want to go. It's never this way. You have to catch them in high school. So, but we were talking about that. So she was basically saying, go left. And if you go left, those people over there, they know me. So when you get over there, when it's available for the pull up, yank, yank, pull up. So I was like, oh, okay, all right. So I'm going to take the left. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm still focusing on my gaming. Since it's Friday, I get to focus on my MyRise for the male and MyRise for the female. And the reason I have to complete both is because I want a specific type of My Universe mode. And it entails BCW, so BCW, yeah, stuff like that. But I'm still gaming. I'm still going to be potting more. And I'm going to prove it by just trying to come more and more and more. Just do more and more and more, even if it's not live. The reason I haven't been, because I wanted to do this live audio, blah, blah, blah. But if I can't, then I will just stick to audio and get it out there how I can get it out there. And it is what it is. But outside of work, relationship wise, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Everything is good. Let's see. I mean, everything is normal, you know. Besides, you know, me and my best friend for 20 years not speaking. I don't know. I text him. He leaves me on either red or unread. I don't know, because he gets his delivered. So, I mean, there's only much you can do as a friend, but all you can do is continue to reach out, and that's it. Eventually, though, you'll end up stopping. So, you know, I mean, I don't know the issue. I mean, it isn't my issue, so I can't even say that I care, because I mean, everybody has issues. So. I'm sorry. Certain things I don't get. Certain things that just really confuse me, I don't get. So, you know, and I'm starting to learn to just leave it, because it ain't my issue to deal with, so just leave it alone. But I don't understand how, if you have an issue with somebody that you built a rapport with or a relationship with for 20 years or more, yet you dealing with people that you don't have that tenure with, who do 20 times worse shit than that, you can work that out, but can't even have a conversation with your best friend. I don't know, it's just weird to me. But then again, it's not for me to understand, because I'm not dealing with it. I'm not the one confused. It is what it is. Hey, we on it. That's all you can do. But right now, my focus is, I think my focus should be the pod more. I should focus on the pod more. I'm more to say about certain things while I'm not thinking about certain things, or just get my insight on certain things. Yeah, I think that's about it. Oh yeah, I'm gonna kick my son's ass too, man. Let me tell you what this little nigga did, bro. He texted me right after the earthquake. Yo, Dad, I need your help. I'm a Virgo. We just had an earthquake. My son is texting me for help. I'm sinking the way. I'm like, yo, what's wrong? You want me to help? You need some help? Long story short, he goes, oh no, I'm good. I'm just coming. Moral of the story, if you don't got no kids, don't have them. Fuck them kids. Don't have them. Don't have them. No. These little niggas are rude. They're disrespectful and out of pocket. Nah, man. But if I'm going to leave here, you know, I got to do something, try and drop a gym, is I'm gonna say two things. One is, never be afraid to fly if you have wings, because everybody isn't blessed with them. All right? Never, ever be afraid to fly if you have wings. Everybody doesn't do it. And two, sometimes you have to separate from people who aren't growing to the level that you want to grow. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with separating yourself to level up, because maybe you belong there. Everybody isn't on the same level. That's why they have levels. That's the case, it would have been just one level. Everybody isn't on the same level. So if you're going up to another, or if you're coming, you might have to detach yourself because you want to go down a level. It might be too much for you. Pause. No matter how crazy that sounded. Anyway, I feel that's said enough. I've been hiding in this room for like 2-3 hours. I gotta go. Anyway, y'all know my slogan. Stay loyal. Stay righteous. Most importantly, stay true to yourself. Until next time, I'm out. Peace out. Peace. Audio Jungle. What's going on?
stay righteous, stay true to yourself. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself.
Audio Jungle.